I am so excited. I mean, I can feel the energy in the room. I can feel the passion in the room, and this is a special day. Good morning, and welcome to the 2022 Governor's Awards for Local Government Excellence. I'm Rick Vallelo, the Deputy Secretary for Community Affairs and Development at the Department of Community and Economic Development. Whew. Kim?
And good morning. I'm Kim Bracey, the Executive Director for the Governor's Center for Local Government Services. It's good to see all of you.
Today, Kim and I will be sharing co-host duties for this terrific recognition. First, though, I want to say how great it is to be back in person with all of you. Through challenging times, we've continued this unique and wonderful recognition, and under the leadership of our governor, not only has the state navigated adversity, but in many ways, we'll see today, flourished while doing so. With that, please join me in welcoming the man who has brought us through the worst of the COVID crisis and offered nearly 8 years of exceptional public service. By way of video, I give you the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Tom Wolf.
Hi, I'm Governor Tom Wolf. I'm proud to work with dedicated local government leaders like you to make life better for Pennsylvanians from all corners of the state, from our biggest cities to our smallest townships and boroughs. It's not easy being charged with leading a community. It's difficult, and it can often be thankless. But our neighborhoods depend on their local government leaders to champion their needs and help them grow. The hard work of local government leaders was crucial to helping Pennsylvanians survive during the global pandemic. You worked tirelessly every day to protect and support your constituents. So thank you for always putting Pennsylvanians first, and thank you for all that you do on behalf of the Commonwealth.
Thank you, Governor Wolf. On behalf of the Department of Community and Economic Development, let me now call on Neil Weaver, Acting Secretary of the Department of Community and Economic Development, to greet and welcome you all.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Come on. Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is a great day. I can tell how excited Rick and Kim are, so, and we share in that excitement. It's been 2 years since we've all gotten together, and it's great to have everybody in the room together. I want to welcome our legislative delegation. We appreciate you being here, and it really shows you how important the Local Government Day is for them to be here to congratulate each of you. And it's truly an honor for me to join all of you today, because you are the best of the best. DCED hosts Local Government Day every year because too often, your work goes unrecognized by everyday Pennsylvanians. And that's a shame, because the work you do has more impact on people's everyday lives than any other level of government, even though state and national politics tend to get the attention. You're the ones who keep people safe through police and fire departments. You're the ones who create and maintain the parks and beautiful outdoor spaces that residents and visitors enjoy. And you're the ones who help get people to work and home again through public transportation, who maintain the streets and sewer systems, who provide housing services, emergency medical services, and so much more. I could go on and on, but the point is, these services provide the quality of life that make living and working in Pennsylvania so great. In any given day, in any given hour, we benefit from the work of local government in countless ways. From the moment we wake up and turn on our bathroom faucet, to the roads we drive on, to the schools we drop our children. That's something everyone should be thankful for. And it's that spirit of appreciation that fuels Local Government Day. Today we celebrate the accomplishments of the municipalities that went above and beyond their regular responsibilities. You are here today because of all the 2,500 plus municipalities in Pennsylvania. You have been voted as the ones that make the biggest impact on your communities. I had the opportunity to go through the full list of winners and read the descriptions of all your work, and it's nothing short of inspiring. I read about everything from bold budgetary decisions that stabilize municipal finances to implementation of new 21st century technologies to major development projects. But all of you have demonstrated true leadership over this past year. In 2020 and 2021, I think for many government officials, the goal was just trying to persevere and keep people safe. The great thing about the work of those in this room is not only did you persevere through the challenges of a global pandemic, but you found ways to make meaningful improvements and in many cases, come out even stronger than before. That is resiliency. And that can-do spirit is something that will continue to serve you and your community well as we look toward the short and long-term future. So I encourage you all to keep up the great work. A public servant's work is never truly done. So let's build on the momentum and use it as a springboard for even more ambition and success moving forward. If there's any group of people who can do it, I know it's each of you. And finally, my request of you is to take a step back and reflect on the great accomplishments that you have received. Too often we get bogged down in the chaos of the day-to-day that we don't stop to think about our own successes. Today shouldn't just be about getting a pat on the back and a round of applause from others. It should also be about you giving yourself a pat on the back. As we go through the awards, it will really hit home the degree of impact that each of you are having. And that's something to be celebrated by us, but also by each of you. In the end, our job as a public servant is to help people. So take time to think about the good things you've done and how it's helped people. Your work is vital in making Pennsylvania a great place to live, work, and play. I know that as long as people like you are in the halls and offices of local governments across the Commonwealth, our residents are in good hands. And before I go, I want to briefly thank the folks at DCED who organized this event. Ted Martin, Mike Kelly, Mary Tate, Ten Ritzig, Evelyn Schionelli, and everyone in Rick and Kim's shop who helped with today's event, as well as Ashley Parcells and Amy Sterling from our marketing team. And on behalf of Governor Wolf, thank you for attending today and for your exemplary service to the communities. And most importantly, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Neil. Finally, I want to take a minute to recognize everyone at DCD who has made this event happen. Through thick and thin, and as with any event, a lot goes on behind the scenes. Without this great team who have been working tirelessly since last year's event, Kim and I wouldn't have the privilege of presenting these awards to well-deserving individuals. Thank you to the DCD Planning Committee for the 2022 Governor's Awards for Local Government Excellence and helping us bring us back together. But I'd like everybody in the room that works for DCD, not just on the community side, everybody from DCD, please stand up. Come on. You know, the last couple of years have been a challenge, and every day I'm amazed at the group that we get to work with to help make a difference for you guys. One of the things I was going to say is, you know, we help knock down walls, but then I thought, well, in Bloomsburg, we helped to build a flood wall. And then I thought, well, we helped to remove speed bumps, but then we've done traffic calming projects. And then I thought, you know, all of the things, and, you know, as confusing as local government can be, the best thing that I can say is, as a team, we help you make a difference. So I want to thank everybody here from DCD for helping us make a difference. Kim?
So Rick and I understand what everyone in this room faces daily. And as DCED staff, we want to reaffirm our constant commitment to your well-being, to being helpful, and to always recognizing your victories and wins. At a challenging and difficult time for governing, today we get the unique opportunity to highlight the best, most innovative, and creative ways local government leaders have come through for their communities. During these COVID times, We have seen your grit and your strength, and we are happy to salute each and every one of you.
With that, let's get into it. First up, the award for Building Community Partnerships. Would the representatives from Conshohocken and Borough please come forward? Conshohocken and Borough has made community partnerships a priority since Mayor Yaniv Aronson took office in 2018. Whether it's a local nonprofit, a local business, a school group, or even a neighboring municipality, nearly every event that occurs within the borders of Conshohocken and Borough features elected leadership and strong community partners. These events have run the gamut from biannual community neighborhood cleanup to the Conshi Strong Fundraising Community and Spirit Initiative for victims of COVID-19 and flooding.
Our next award is for Fiscal Accountability and Best Management Practices, and today we honor Wooster Township in Montgomery County. Could the representatives please come forward? Thank you. Over the past year, Wooster Township rescued its sewer fund from insolvency with the result that it fully provides for the operational and capital needs of the township's sanitary sewer system. Through smart financial decisions, the township kept operating costs way down, managing an increase in its annual sewer rates of only 2.3% since 2015, and successfully building a capital reserves totaling more than $1.5 million. Congratulations.
This year's award for Health and Wellness Initiative goes to Delaware County. Could the county representatives please come forward? The measure of success for Delaware County Emergency Rental Assistance, Delco ERA program, has always been more than just the expenditure of funds. Success for Delco ERA is about serving the most marginalized residents with dignity and respect. Through a remarkable array of partnerships, Delco ERA has successfully served nearly 2,500 of the most vulnerable households in the county. Building community partnerships has been instrumental in the deployment of the Delco ERA program and is now one of the top performing rental assistance programs in the country. Congratulations.
In 2022, we have chosen Dauphin County Registers of Wills and Clerk of Orphans Court as the winner of the Information Technology Award. Please come forward. When the COVID-19 global pandemic threatened to close courthouse offices indefinitely, the Dauphin County Register of Wills and Clerk of Orphans Court, Jean King, recognized the need to continue operations by going virtual. Innovative cloud-based software that can accept and process marriage license applications, probate applications, and e-filing for both existing and new cases in both of her offices were the first of their kind in the United States. Productivity and efficiencies increased. The development of this technology has truly changed the landscape of how a local government office can function and deliver services. Congratulations.
This morning, we recognize East Goshen Township in Chester County. As a leader in innovative community government initiatives, East Goshen representatives, please come forward. East Goshen Township and the movie Tavern Exton has created a remarkable public event that celebrates teenagers in a unique way. Complete with red carpets and limousines, the Southeast PA Teen Filmmaker Showcase challenges teenagers to speak up, celebrate their talents, and face the difficulties of teenage life head on. Since 2019, teenage filmmakers from across the Commonwealth visit East Goshen to share a love of creating original films. The entire experience is free, and the result has been a highly successful event for teenagers. And women and minorities make up over 50% of the official selections almost every year. Congratulations.
Our award winner for innovative planning and sound land use practices in 2022 is Middletown Township in Bucks County. In September 2021, Middletown Township became the first township in southeastern Pennsylvania and the first municipality in Bucks County to adopt the Climate Action Plan. The Climate Action Plan serves to coordinate the township's sustainability efforts and recommends initiatives and strategies for community-wide greenhouse gas reduction. The plan was developed in partnership with the Board of Supervisors, the Township's Environmental Advisory Council, and the Department of Environmental Protection's Local Climate Action Program. As a result of the partnership, residents now know how to reduce the carbon footprint of their home or business, and sustainability and energy efficiency top the list of conversations between the township, the community, and the developers. Congratulations.
Lower Allen Township Development Authority in Cumberland County wins this year's Intergovernmental Cooperation Award. The Development Authority and the Township partnered to bring the stability of government and the flexibility of an authority to help guide development. As part of their 2018 Comprehensive Plan implementation, Lower Allen purchased and redeveloped a vacant and strategic site in the Township's business district to ensure economic vitality. With no state or federal funding, just the backing of the township, LATDA secured a loan and purchased the site with the goal to create an economic anchor and remove a blighted space. Now, with Marriott developing a hotel on site and Trader Joe's already open, the neighboring shopping center has invested in new facade and made more space for new tenants. This development has also spurred investment in the bike lanes and new zoning, creating a walkable corridor anchored by the redevelopment. Congratulations.
Today, we recognize Cranberry Township in Butler County for promoting community and economic development. There they are. When discussions began in the mid-1990s about building a connector from Interstate 79 to points north of Route 228 in Cranberry Township, it seemed to be a monumental task. After 20 years and thousands of hours of community collaboration, the MSA Thruway is a reality, improving traffic at the intersections of three major transportation arteries. Thanks to grants and loan support from the Commonwealth, as well as a donation of $3.5 million in private land from MSA Safety Incorporated, the MSA Thruway features two roundabouts and a dedicated off-ramp from I-79 to improve traffic flow and provide better access. This infrastructure improvement allows for major economic drivers in the area, such as the MSA Safety Incorporated and UMPC Cranberry, to benefit from better highways while adding features that enhance the community, like bike and pedestrian lanes, with bright lighting which benefits the Cranberry Woods and Cranberry Springs development. Congratulations.
This morning, we recognize Bellefonte Borough and Center County for promoting community and economic revitalization. Please come forward. For nearly 20 years, the Borough of Bellefonte has been working to redevelop its waterfront along Spring Creek, first with the historic Match Factory revitalization, and then the expansion of Talleyrand Park, and most recently, the Gamble Mill restoration and reopening. The waterfront redevelopment provides an opportunity for outdoor recreation and serves as a community gathering space for events, making it the ideal location for tourists and residents. The Gamble Mill project both strengthens the tax base and the development of a hotel and condominiums enhances the quality of life for the residents and visitors. Kim likes the way I speak.
The city of Warren and Warren County is also recognized for promoting community and economic revitalization. Opened in December of 2021, the InnoVault co-working project is a triumph of organization and community spirit that involves the redevelopment of one floor of the former National Bank building in Warren from a blighted vacant structure into a vibrant and productive co-working space. The project involved many partners who worked tirelessly to raise funds, acquire donated furniture, lumber, and materials, recruit small businesses to rent space, and manually construct the office to save on labor costs. Successful fundraising raised over $100,000 in grants and donations to redevelop the space, including its vault, hence the InnoVault name. Now a building, previously 95% vacant, has become a driver of economic growth for both Warren City and the surrounding area. Congratulations.
In a time of trying challenges, today we recognize Modena Borough in Chester County with the Responding to Adversity Award. Despite development pressures on a historic site, severe flooding, and the passing of a mayor, small but mighty Modena Borough both persevered and thrived in tough times. Much success has been attributed to the leadership, Jennifer DeWalt, the current mayor and former borough council president. DeWalt quickly stepped up to fill the void left by the mayor's passing. In multiple nominations for Local Government Day Awards, DeWalt has been noted for her humility, ability to lead by example, emphasis on partnerships for success, and the love of her community. The mayor had an extraordinary year stepping in to save threatened historic structures, working tirelessly to enhance local parks, and facing down two massive flooding events in 2021, all while dedicating remarkable time to her constituents. Congratulations.
Okay, we love mayors.
Kim and I like when the word mayor is in an award.
Today, we recognize Mansfield Borough in Tioga County in its efforts at responding to adversity. During the summer of 2021, Mansfield Borough experienced a series of flooding events in the south end of the municipality, which caused severe private property damage. After extensive investigation, borough officials discovered that the proximate cause of the flooding was a failing storm sewer main pipe. The partnering spirit of the chairs of the borough's Public Safety and Finance Committee were instrumental in assessing the problem and finding solutions. So quick were their actions that this main storm water drainage pipe was repaired within a month of discovering the problem. Congratulations.
The borough of Brownsville in Fayette County has produced a remarkable leader in Ross Swartz Jr. And today we recognize him with a Municipal Leadership Award. Mayor Swartz, please come forward. Mayor Swartz has been serving his community since he was 21 years old, first as an elected constable, then through the ranks of Volunteer Fire Company, serving as fire police captain, vice president, and currently as fire police lieutenant. Swartz has been involved in local government too, becoming the youngest person ever elected to position of councilman in the borough of Brownsville. He chaired the Public Safety and Building and Grounds Committee, managing to keep the police department in the borough and adding a canine unit to its ranks. 6 years ago, he successfully ran for mayor and still holds the office today. Swartz rounds out his time with a growing family and is president of the Brownsville Area High School Football Booster Organization. Congratulations.
Today, we are happy to provide Mayor Michael Lombardo, as recommended by the Pennsylvania Municipal League, with a Career Recognition Award. Here he comes. In 1996, feeling frustrated with the condition of his hometown, Mayor Michael Lombardo entered the race for mayor of the city of Pittston. In November 1997, he was elected the youngest mayor in the history of the city and served for two terms. Lombardo's experience as mayor resulted in a passion for economic and community development, and in the mid-2005, he left a career in education to serve as chief operational officer at the Greater Wilkes-Barre Chamber of Business and Industry, and subsequently served as acting chief executive officer. In 2017, Lombardo decided to run again for Pistons mayor, and is now beginning his fourth term. Over the course of the last 20 years, Piston and its vibrant Main Street have grown and thrived, thanks in great part to Mayor Lombardo's leadership and commitment to the city. Congratulations, y'all.
Our partners at PSATS have nominated David Nyman for a much-deserved Career Recognition Award. Mr. Nyman, please come forward. David Nyman is in his 28th year as a township supervisor in East Rock Hill Township, Bucks County. Additionally, he has been with Upper Makefield Township, Bucks County, as a township manager for 4 years. Previously, he was an interim manager for several other townships, glutton for punishment. Mr. Nyman serves as Bucks County Association of Township Officials Board of Directors. He has served on PSAT's executive board since 2016.
The Pennsylvania Association of Township Supervisors has today nominated R. Sam Valenza for a Career Recognition Award. Mr. Valenza, please come forward.
Township commissioners.
Mr. Valenza has served as a township commissioner in Upper Moreland Township, Montgomery County, since 2008. From 2010 to 2017, Mr. Valenza was president of the Upper Moreland Board of Commissioners. He has also been active at the regional and state levels, serving as president of both the Montgomery County and Eastern Associations. In October 2021, he was sworn in as president of the Pennsylvania State Association of Township Commissioners. As a commissioner, Mr. Valenza never seems to stop and has involved himself with numerous local projects. Congratulations, sir.
The Pennsylvania Municipal Authorities Association has nominated Thomas Zuner for a Career Recognition Award. Mr. Zuner, please come forward. Zuner has been with Northampton Bucks County Municipal Authority for 20 years, 15 of those years as serving as executive director. He began his career as a principal in a privately held business designing and manufacturing high pressure fluid power electro-hydraulic control valves for the agricultural harvesting market. You know I have to say something after that.
Don't.
At age of 34, he was elected and served on the Northampton Township Board of Supervisor. He served as board member of the Bucks County Opportunity Council for 4 years and board member of the Bucks County Community College Foundation Board for 17 years. Zuner has served as Municipal Authorities Association faithfully, most currently as its president. Congratulations.
Pennsylvania State Association of Boroughs brings us Mark E. Nickerson for Career Recognition Award. Mr. Nickerson, please come forward. In addition to decades of volunteer work with a variety of entities in Crawford County, Mr. Nickerson has proudly served on Blooming Valley Borough Council in Crawford County since 1980 and as council president for 36 years. His exceptional commitment to local government advocacy and education extends to the statewide level. Mr. Nickerson has been an active board member of the Pennsylvania State Association of Boroughs since 1996, serving in leadership and heading up many committees and initiatives. Mr. Nickerson is committed to civil discourse and has been very passionate in advocating for the continued viability of borough communities statewide. Congratulations, sir.
Bradley D. Schaefer has been nominated for a Career Recognition Award by the PA Council of Governments. Mr. Schaefer, please come forward. Schaefer is currently president of the PA COG and president of the Northern Wayne COG. Through his work with both COGs, Schaefer has strongly supported and advocated for intergovernmental cooperation. He has also been involved in local government for over two decades, both working and serving in a variety of capacities in Buckingham Township as a roadmaster, emergency management representative, and township supervisor. Congratulations.
Commissioner Kevin Boozle comes to us today through his nomination by the County Commissioners Association of Pennsylvania for Career Recognition Award. There he is. Commissioner Boozle serves as both a Butler County Commissioner and the 2021 CCAP President. Commissioner Boozle's service on multiple boards matches his commitment to a wide variety of issues such as workforce development and human services. In addition, he has also been one of the key driving forces behind the county's priority to address the emergency medical services crisis, thank you, sir, relentlessly pursuing legislation legislators with other initiatives in recent years. As CCAP's president in 2021, Commissioner Boozles maintained a focus on keeping counties connected and on getting answers, information, and results for the memberships, especially during the COVID crisis. Congratulations, sir.
Charles Gutenplan has been nominated by the Pennsylvania Chapter of the American Planning Association for Career Recognition Award. Mr. Gutenplan, please come forward. Mr. Gutenplan started his professional planning career at the Montgomery County Planning Commission, where he worked for 14 years, followed by 3 years in Lower Merion Township, and then 21 years as a land planning consultant, and I'm going to get this wrong, the Waitsman Planning Group? There, most of the time was devoted to municipal clients in southeastern Pennsylvania, chiefly White Marsh Township in Montgomery County. He currently teaches courses for the Pennsylvania Municipal Planning Education Institute and sits on their board. He has also been an adjunct planning instructor and served on the Planning Commission in Hatfield Township in North Wales Borough, and was a founding member and chair for the Historical Architectural Review Board. Congratulations.
In keeping within our theme today of recognizing service, I'd like to take a moment to call attention to the tenure of a retiring peer consultant, Mr. John Eller. I believe, unfortunately, he could not be with us today, but he has served as a consultant for us in police and public safety services since 1988, kind of beginning the peer program for us. He has decided to retire, and after a distinguished career as a police chief, an instructor at numerous police academies, and many years of service to the department, advising countless municipalities on public safety efficiencies, we offer him both our gratitude and our best wishes in the future. Thank you, Mr. Eller.
Before I go into the next award, we've gone through several of the groups and individuals, and our partnership with the local government associations means a whole lot to us. And some of them members were recognized and groups were recognized. So if you're with the staff of a local government association here today, please stand up. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
We couldn't do what we do without the work that you guys do. So I want to say thank you. And going into this award, it's a new award. And we don't always do very new things or innovative things.
No, you don't.
But we had a retirement, and we thought this would be appropriate. This morning, we take the time to launch a new award, the Foreman Award for Public Service, named for our friend and very happily retired colleague, Michael Foreman. You couldn't have been in public service in Western Pennsylvania, or for that matter, the entire Commonwealth, over the past 35 years and not known Michael Foreman. It is fitting that the award be named for this consummate public servant, and it is appropriate that he be its first recipient. Unfortunately, Michael, upon retirement, went to a beach and is sitting on a beach drinking a pina colada. Cannot join us today. He's enjoying his vacation, but from the early 1980s, when he was first started with the Office of City Comptroller in Pittsburgh, to his time with the Bureau of Local Government Services of the Pennsylvania Department of Community Affairs in the Southwest Regional Office, including the merger in 1996 that created our current department. Michael has been there providing valuable hands-on technical assistance services to elected and appointed officials on general government, financial, and human resource management and administration, municipal taxation, collective bargaining, intergovernmental cooperation, boundary change, home rule, and delivering municipal services. Michael's presence has always been the calm and experienced giver of aid, assistance, and advice, and he has prided himself on being that helpful and knowledgeable public servant. For all the time that he has given to his job and to the communities with whom he has worked, we are grateful and congratulate him on both the success and this moment of recognition. We also wish Michael well in retirement and want him to know that his legacy of solid public service is safe and will be remembered. On behalf of Andrew Schief is receiving his award, and he's made a commitment to be the next award winner, so we'll see how that works out next year.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Andrew, and thank you, Rick, the best deputy secretary out there in the universe. I don't have an award, and it's not on the script, but we could not do what we do at the center without your leadership, making the fights for us and standing strong for the center. So we appreciate all that you do and your leadership and guidance. Thank you. This past year has been challenging and demanding, especially for Pennsylvania's local governments and the leaders within them. Through your encouragement and inspiration, you safeguarded and protected your communities and constituents, and I thank each and every one of you.
On behalf of Governor Wolf and Acting Secretary Weaver, I'm proud to work with dedicated local elected officials like all of you to make life better in Pennsylvania. As leaders, you have once again proven your willingness to meet the challenges head on, face adversity with grace and distinction, and continue to make our Commonwealth a great place to live, work, and play. Congratulations to all this year's winners. And for those for a photo op at the end, please come up and we're gonna do photos right here in the middle, and then we can go out and finish the cookies and everything. But please, winners, come forward. We're gonna try to do it in the order that you received your award. We'll see how successful we are at that, but we're gonna give it a try. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a great day.